Good morning. 8:04 on October the 24th, 2012. And Wednesday. I'm just barely dragging today. I had a concert last night. Younger daughter had her first choir concert in high school. And it was the fall choir and orchestra concert. The band doesn't have a fall concert because they are busy in marching in the fall. They may have one later, I'm not sure. But the concert was really good. It just ran late. Then we got home late. Then I couldn't go right to bed, so it was a late night last night. Early morning this morning. This morning, I'm not sure what the story is. Barely dragging. My voice sounds scratchy today, too. How odd. Could be because I've had drainage. Who knows? So, anyway, yesterday was another day of wrestling with Kindle. I don't remember this being this much difficulty before. This, when I published Ravenwood, when I did Light in the Dark, I don't remember this being this hard. This, the new formatting structures that they have, and the new tools that they've got. In theory, it'll make a better book. What it's doing is, making a bit of a mess. But I suppose that once I get it, once I figure out all the little tricks, I'll be in good shape. So, just as well to bite the bullet now and to get it straightened out. Because I've got a lot of books I got to publish. So I've already had my breakfast this morning. I got up, I was hungry, so I ate, which means it'll be a long time until lunch, but I suspect I'll throw myself into the tasks of the morning as soon as I get back, and I won't notice. I do have to do a couple chores today. I've got to get my car inspected, which I didn't do yesterday. Also have to drain the sprinklers. I should have them blown out, but I need to find somebody who can do it on relatively short notice. Which is something else that will take time away. I also have a sick kid home today. The younger daughter who was singing last night got up with a splitting headache this morning. She's gone back to bed. Personally, I suspect it was from being up too late, but I'm not going to make her go to school and sleep in class. So, put her back to bed. To figure out something to fix for dinner. I have some leftover chicken. I roasted a chicken yesterday. That'll make a nice soup. I think I'll save the soup for later in the week. I also have a braised pork loin. No, it's not a loin, it's a pork roast shoulder. I did it in a crock pot on Monday. Using a crock pot makes a big difference in terms of the timing for dinner and the amount of work. So while I'm in the morning, I can fill up the crock pot, turn it loose, And then once I get stuck into a project, I only have to interrupt it to go to pick up kids. And not go home, pick up kids, come home, work for half an hour, and then start dinner. I can do the whole cooking thing at one portion during the day, and one part of the day, call it off. So my cousin Paul sent me a, Paul or Gary, I can't remember which one now, sent me a recipe for slow cooker curry chicken that sounds delicious. I've been experimenting with curry chicken in the skillet and made some the other night when I came home from Mile High. That was quite good. I got some canned coconut milk. First time I've ever cooked with coconut milk. It was interesting. It gave a kind of a rich textured broth that was quite delicious. I didn't put enough curry powder in it though, because I didn't realize quite how much the coconut milk would diffuse the taste of the chili, of the curry powder. I used a sweet curry rather than a Thai hot curry or garam masala even. And it really did temper. You take a teaspoon of sweet and you put it in a cup of chicken broth and cook with that, and you get a lot of curry flavor. Not quite so much if you put it in coconut milk. But that does give me ideas for the spicy beefalo bake that I'm trying to design for the Golden Age cookbook. People still ask for that all the time. And the problem is I don't have time to create these recipes. I mean, I know basically what it should be. But finding the right seasonings, finding the right recipes is something of a challenge. I just stuffed up this morning. I sound funny with that hollow in the head sound. So it's not a particularly cold morning this morning. It's almost 50, 45, 46, 48 maybe. Overcast, so it was a bit damp. This will probably be the last warm day. I think it's supposed to be 35 tomorrow. So, some of the reasons I've got to get out and drain the sprinkler system. I at least drain the portion that's above ground so that I don't break any copper pipes. Geese flying over this morning. Oh yeah. Trying to get woke up, trying to wake myself up here. Usually getting out in the cold, walking fast, and listening to some pump you up kinds of music, which I did this morning. Usually that'll do it. I may have to have a nap today myself. It's just having a hard time to focus on anything. Traffic this morning, mercy. Oh, I took the trash out today. That's a dummy. Trash isn't due out till tomorrow. I don't know why I thought today was Thursday. I suppose it just focuses on how discombobulated I am. Lovely day though, golly. For all that it's overcast, for all that it's a little gray, smell of the leaves, smell of fall in the air. It's coming up on Halloween. Coming up on Chauvin. Pagan New Year. I remember talking about it just last year. Seems like just last year. I can't believe I've been doing this podcast this long. 520 something days. Holy crow. Well, you know what? One day after another, they add up over time. Before you know it, you've had a month. Before you know it, you've had a year. How do you tickle a rat? I was talking to somebody yesterday. They were telling me about a survey, about a study that scientists wired up a bunch of rats and then tickled them. And after a while, they really enjoyed it. And after a while, they got so that given a choice between food and tickling, they would take the tickle. And it's been bothering me ever since I heard about it. It's, how do you tickle a rat? And you turn him over on his belly and tickle him in his armpit or what? I don't know. I don't understand how you tickle a rat. That's one of those, you know, they enjoyed it. I suppose if they've got the rats wired up, they can measure the pleasure centers, for lack of a better term. But how in the world do you tickle a rat? I'll have to put that in a book somewhere, because that's just one of those. Really? Well, I also started reading Redshift Rendezvous from John E. Stith. John's a local writer that I spoke about him, I think, the other day. He's a really nice guy. He's kind of, well, he's a quiet guy. He doesn't really say too much. He's sort of there, but you don't hear too much from him. And after Connie Willis mentioned this particular book, I thought I'd grab a sample. I'll let you know what I think about it. That's okay. It's a solid writer. Not like another one. I started reading, I think it came as my daily recommendation of the day, and I grabbed a sample of it. And, I'm about 50 sentences in, 50 positions in on my Kindle. And I'm going, really? The story itself, I think, probably has some good stuff in it. But the author really sucked the life out of it. I was reminded of Dean Smith's invocation against walking to the story, because this guy literally walked to the story. It started in his morning, and then he walked to his office, and while he's walking to his office, he filled in all the background on the place and the politics and the whole bit. But he was just pondering, introducing us to characters in his mind. It's like, really? And I try to think, is this something I would have done? Is this something that I would look at Ravenwood with that kind of jaundiced eye? Because in a lot of ways, that first chapter is her walking to the story. And I justify it as being not in necessarily introducing the character as much as setting the tone. Now, would it have worked just as well if I had chopped that chapter out and started with chapter 2 when Kenneth comes back to her fire and finds Thomas and William waiting for her? I don't know. It would probably make it more commercial. Would it make it a better story? I don't know. It's a good question. Oh, and speaking of good questions, I have a good answer, which is, I'm back at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and I will talk to you then. Now I gotta drag this trash back in.